Previously on Three of Hearts. Agent Felspar found that his magical hearing is causing painful migraines while in Clovenheart, and Agent Vellum discovered that fan-powered hover cars are cool as hell. Over breakfast, Spar's Aunt Luna Vella discussed her regret that she never succeeded in her ambitions to use biomancy to lengthen people's lifespans, and reveals that her own alterations seem to be having adverse effects on her health. Later, the agents found evidence that the mysterious Mayor Thorne has always been mayor. Meanwhile, Aunt Luna, who once dated Diamond, has no problem believing that the pop star may have wronged the missing Kurt Whittlesby, or that they are capable of anything short of murder.
Everyone, welcome back to Two of Hearts. It used to be a three-man Space Kings podcast, and now there's only two of us since SA quit last episode. I will be resuming the role of Agent Felspar. Yada, 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 hate my hometown, yada, 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 bad choices about women. Pretty much got it nailed.
Men, too. You gotta.
Yeah, you're right. Women and men. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And non-binary people as well. Like, we don't need to be gender essentialist.
Just bad choices.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. SA is here as my coach to make sure I get it right.
Your sparring coach?
Oh, and it's a good thing I already quit this podcast, Eva.
Fuck.
It was right there.
Nope.
If I didn't do it, Jordan would have.
Nope. I wouldn't have. When we left off, actually, Essa, could you do one more episode so that I can just, like, really take notes this time so that next time I'll be ready?
What do you give me for it?
My eternal affection? And a Snickers.
All right, I'm in. Okay. You son of a bitch, I'm back in.
All right. Okay. Yeah, last we left off, you were on your way to Trader Joe's, Josepha's shop-ish place. Oh, look at it. Is commissary a word that I would use for this? Not really.
No, like trading post, community center, distribution of goods.
It's the community center, comma, distribution of goods place.
I'm so good at words, Jordan. You'd think I was a writer or something.
I know, you would think that. None of these words are about gay fictional characters, so...
Not yet.
That's false, actually. Every book is about gay fictional characters.
Fuck. What am I talking about? What podcast am I on? All right. As you approach Trader Joe's, can one or both of you flip wit and investigation?
Wit investigation would be four cards for me. I can do it. I think I will do it.
I think it's nine for me.
Right. Yeah, you should definitely be doing it. I think I'm just going to do it too. Uh-huh. Because I want to see what my beautiful eyes see, which is one success. I got a jack.
Well, so wit investigation. Wit is four. Investigation is four. I'm healthy. So that's nine. All right. We have a three of hearts, a king, a queen of hearts. So two crits and a regular success. Seven successes?
Sure. Sounds right to me.
So my crit is two. So two of those is four plus one each for the actual success.
Yes.
So okay, that's five, yeah. Six. And then the plain old king makes seven successes.
Wow.
Was it a king of hearts or?
No, king is of spades.
Okay.
I see through time.
Yeah. So, Vellum, you can just tell that it's noisy in there and can't really make anything out in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to just walk in to Trader Joe's. While Spar has like a Sherlockian sequence of like notices
don't besmirch my good boy.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Equations appear next to his face.
Mm-hmm. Whichever Sherlock Holmes essay likes best, it's that one. Anyway, you notice that the door is slightly ajar, and you hear like aggressive shouting from within. Mm-hmm. And you like really are able to fine tune your hearing through the static of Clovenheart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear, like, a whispered return, like, response to this aggressive shouting, and it's Josepha's voice. And you also hear a third voice belonging to Mayor Thorne.
Again, that motherfucker.
How did he get here so fast?
You talked to Vella in the garden for a while, so.
Oh, that's true.
And I took a nap.
Yeah, Spar took a nap. You hear Thorne saying, "Now, fella, we don't want any trouble."
For 7 successes, you won't give me, like, what the trouble is?
I'm trying to figure out how you could figure that out. Hold on, let me think. Sure, you hear a scuffle that sounds like maybe like someone offloading goods from like the shelves rapidly, like a robbery.
Mm. It's not clear how you can rob a trading post, but that it seems not good. So as they're approaching, is Vel just going to like cruise on in? Like what's the sitch?
Vel doesn't know this. Have you told Vel this?
So when they're still like a few steps away, Spar's gonna stop and grab Valen by like the back of his coat, shirt. What's he wearing? I've forgotten.
The back of Jasper's dad's oversized coat.
Yes.
Yep.
Because we're wearing Jasper's dad's clothes. Although Val did go clothes shopping, so I don't remember if he recovered any of those or not.
That's true.
That is true. Maybe he's wearing a better fitting coat then.
Okay. Sure. So Spar's going to grab a fistful of Vel's coat to stop him from, like, walking.
What?
And is going to make, like, a shushing, like, a face at him, like a finger in front of his lips.
In front of Spar's lips or in front of Vellum's lips?
Oh, fuck. In front of Spar's own lips, for now.
Okay.
And he's going to, like, nod at the door of the not-commissary, the sociosary, and unsheathe his sword.
Okay. Vellum is going to kind of look sideways between Spar and the not commissary and, you know, straighten up a little bit. Maybe would it make sense for Vellum to have brought the derringer or whatever that he has with him?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, like, that feels up to you. Like, what would Vel do?
I think it makes sense for him to have it. I just wanted to make sure that made sense in character to you guys as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been 2 days and he's been beaten up.
This how is many true. Times? Okay, he's going to reach into wherever he has it. I don't think he has a holster for it yet. So I think it's just kind of in a pocket, maybe inside jacket pocket. So he'll pull it out.
Okay. And is there a window we can see through?
Yes.
Okay.
So not in the front, which is why you couldn't see what's going on right away. But if you go around the side, there is a window inside. And you see a very, like, burly individual with kind of some scruffy facial hair, long hair, half-elf. They're holding a 2x4, like, aggressively, at Josepha, who is behind the counter, and Mayor Thorne, who is standing on the counter, while another individual, a halfling, is putting things, like, a bunch of food in a bag.
Does Spar recognize either of these potential scoundrels and or fiends?
That's a good question. Why don't you flip me a intelligence streetwise?
Any chance we could do wit streetwise?
Yeah.
So that's going to be 4 for wit, 0 for streetwise, 1 for healthy is 5. So I'm going to flip my last 2 and then have to shuffle.
Do you get a bonus for things? It's for people you know. Okay.
If I know their names, then I get a bonus to investigating them or punching them. So far, I've flipped a joker.
Good. Great.
And a 2 of spades, but it's not nearly as interesting. Although now that our podcast is 2 of hearts because I've quit, like, maybe that's our new crit now. Your new crit.
So wait, just Joker is all you got?
I haven't finished. I have to shuffle my deck before I finish drawing.
I think upon seeing the 2x4, Vellum has put his gun back in his pocket. He doesn't want to escalate things that far, maybe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He thinks that maybe even just Spar showing up with his sword will be able to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, out of character, if they're grabbing food, it's probably just, like, not a problem. As long as they don't do violence. All right, 3, 4, 5. Yes, one Joker.
Do we want to push that or anti-Joker it?
No, I think not for identifying somebody.
Okay, that's true.
Here's what I'm going to give you for that one Joker. Mm-hmm. You do recognize... Okay, because here's the thing that I didn't say earlier because I'm a fool. The half-elf is wearing a cow skull over his face, so you can't see his face super well. Mm-hmm. And...
seems like an important detail.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The halfling is wearing a ski mask, but... the halfling has an unusual skin tone that's actually the result of biomancy. That's like a dark blue kind of color. Mm-hmm. You would know two people in this town that fit that description. Halflings, twins, named Bruce and Kyle.
Jason.
Nope, Kyle. Oh. They're actually triplets, Bruce, Kyle, and Jason. So you don't know which of the three it is.
Okay. Then I want to try to sneak in. Is there a back door?
Yeah, there's a back door.
I want to try to slip in the back door.
It is locked.
Hey, Vellum, you got any neat gadgets that might help unlock something?
Is this in character?
It wasn't, but it should have been. So, Spar's going to elbow Vellum in the ribs and then, like, gesture at the locked door. And in an undertone, like, lean close and be like, do you got anything for this? So I can smash it open, but if you have something quieter, that might make this go a little smoother.
I don't have any lockpicks on me. We should get some. I didn't think to bring those with, but I can still give it a shot.
Out of character, do you have anything in gadgetry?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Jordan would let you flip, like, something gadgetry for this.
I was thinking maybe Vellum could, like, MacGyver something into being, like, a lockpick.
Take the bobby pins out of Spar's hair, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Are there bobby pins in Spar's hair?
If it's plot relevant, then yeah.
I have a better idea. So go ahead and flip wit and gadgetry to try to MacGyver something.
Not intelligence.
I'll say it could also be engineering if that's better. I don't know if it is.
Engineering and gadgetry are the same.
Okay. Because it's on the fly, I would say that's kind of a wit thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So that's one for wit, two for gadgets, one for healthy. Got a jack, got a queen, got a king. All right.
So three successes?
3 out of 4, yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
Hot damn.
Okay. So you are able to,
Oh, wait. I haven't used gadgetry yet. I get one more card.
Ooh.
It might not be anything. Oh, shit.
Is that a Joker I smell?
It's a Joker.
Okay. Yeah.
Alrighty. So.
Alright.
So we've talked about, like, what if Vellum's cane, like, has stuff in it. So I don't know if there's like a piece of that like pops out. Like, into a Leatherman or, like, into little tools that you can...
tinker with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that a lot. But there's a Joker involved. So a lockpick has, like, two parts, right? That's how lockpicks mm-hmm. work.
Yeah.
So the Leatherman doesn't have, like, a lockpick on it. But it's something, there's a piece you can use as a lockpick. But for the second part of the lockpick, you take a bobby pin from the pants that Spar is wearing.
Along with
Jasper's dad.
Because we had to hem them up.
Right. And as a result, one of the legs is now a little bit too long for Spar.
Yep.
And how that manifests, who knows, but it's gonna.
Maybe Spar will trip. We'll see. Great, great, great.
Anyway, for that many successes, though, I'm just gonna let you lockpick this door. I'm not gonna make you do an extra flip for that.
Excellent.
You are able to lockpick the back door. So it leads into, like...
like a storage area?
A storage area. So there's the main area where that's arranged almost like a store. And this area is more like boxes and barrels, like things that haven't... either need to be preserved or haven't been unpacked yet from Josepha's last trip to the city. There is nobody back here.
Good.
Spar's going to go in front of Vel, because Velim is clever but squishy.
It true.
And
it's actually on a CV.
Yeah. 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 Business cards made with Kellen Velim. professional gadgeteer.
Squishy man.
Professional gadgeteer cuddler.
Oh, shit, son. I mean, he did do some, like, fucking professional cuddling to get out of that spar octopus hole.
That's true.
That was a man who has practice. He went to school for this.
Got his degree in it.
Yeah.
Thought of something else you would see back here, but it might distract from the scene. But it would be back here.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay. As you guys are kind of sneaking through up to the front,
it's a dead body.
No, it's a live body. But
oh.
Well, it's not a body. Well, it's not a body. It's... Hold on. Let me get to it. There's a little area of, like, blankets and pillows that has been made for a pudgy kitten with little pink fairy wings.
Adorable.
Oh, what color is it?
What color is it? You tell me.
Ela, what color is it?
This is a hard question. The one that I drew has little bird wings, but I can go back and change those to little fairy wings.
Bird wings are fine.
I just gotta know what color it is.
The one I drew is based on Pop-Tart, and so it is kind of a calico stripey with a white tummy.
Okay, thank you.
It's a good coloring.
So that is what you see, and I will say, unfortunately, this kitty looks wounded.
Oh, no.
He's got, along his side, a hairless area that has been recently stitched up. And he's sleeping. He opens his eyes kind of sleepily at you as you guys pass. But then he, like, innately knows that you guys are chill and then goes back to sleep.
Oh,
no.
Velum's heart just arrow straight through it.
Agent Felspar is a much more collected and professional man who is much more aware of danger than I, as I am. And so he does not make tiny little whimpering sounds into the microphone.
If you guys are trying to get into the front room without a rising noise, I'm going to need an agility sneaking from you guys.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it's not sneaky so much as it's like, not giving them a chance necessarily to see us coming. So I think it's just like a sprint through to the front.
Then agility athletics.
Can I decline that too? Oh. Okay, agility.
You can auto fail if you would like. That's an option.
Okay, so agility is 2. Athletics is 0. I'm healthy, so that's 3.
Okay.
Have you told Velum this is the plan?
1 success. A queen, not of hearts. No, but I think it's like... It's not really super a plan so much as it's like the door is open and then Spar is crouching and moving quickly through it, right? Like it's not necessarily like we need to coordinate. It's just I'm trying to get out there before there's too much violence without putting us both in a lot of danger.
That makes sense. I'm just trying to decide whether Velum would try to follow him or would hang back because that's probably safer.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, like Spar wouldn't tell you either way. It's like, if you think you can hang, like, you've proven you can hang. And if you think you're squishy, you've proven you're squishy. So, like...
Both are true at once.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it that you had to flip?
I did agility athletics to go fast, but not quiet, necessarily.
Yeah, you can either do agility athletics or agility sneaking. Or you could sell me on something else, but those are the two that I think makes sense.
We don't have the airboat, unfortunately, right now.
Intelligence sneaking? Intelligence performance.
I guess, okay. Okay, maybe this is a 2 Agent Velum situation. Maybe he's going to come up with a distraction.
Okay, like what?
That's a good question.
I'm full of them.
The distraction is that he's going to snuggle the pretty kitty.
Right. Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to try and probably fail to flip either agility and sneaking or whatever. And then if that fails, I'll try to come up with a distraction.
Okay, do agility, sneaking, or athletics, depending on how you're trying to approach the situation.
Well, they're the same, which is zero.
Okay. So are you trying to sneak or are you trying to rush?
I think he's going to try to sneak.
Okay.
That's more his style. Mm-hmm. So it'll be one for agility and one for healthy.
Okay.
Hey, I got an ace.
Nice. So you're both rocking one success. So what do you each... So there's two people in here, right? One leading and one threatening. So which person are we approaching here? Each of you.
The threatening for me.
Okay. And are you going with Spar?
I think Vellum is going to be trying to, like, hug corners and, like, do what he can to remain hidden.
Got it.
And kind of be backup in case it does turn worse. He can pop up and pull out his gun if needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's what happened. The halfling, who is either Jason, Kyle, or Bruce, doesn't see Vellum. He did not get enough successes. However, the 2x4 individual sees Spar coming right as Spar gets up on him, like right at the last second. So what is Spar's move here?
He's going to try to tackle the 2x4 wielder.
Okay, and he's going to try to smack you. So with a 2x4. So we're just going to do contested brawn melee, I think, and we're going to see who wins here.
Okay, brawn is 3, melee is 2, so that's 5 plus 1 for being healthy is 6.
Okay.
3 successes, 2 aces, and a jack.
Okay. Well, this gentleman only got 1 success, so... All right, here's what happens. You tackle this guy, and the 2x4 goes sailing out of his hand over your head and, like, flatters to the ground. Mm-hmm. And you tackle this guy to the ground, and the cow skull pops off his head as he hits mm-hmm. the ground. Goes clattering away, just revealing, like I said, like a scruffy-looking, kind of androgynous individual. Mm-hmm. Also, standing on his head is a one-eyed, punk-looking pixie with a wand. And they point the wand at you.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
And they're going to flip some cards now.
Okay. Is it one eye like an eye patch or one eye like a cyclops or...
Like a cyclops. Just one eye right in the middle of their face.
Okay.
So you have 3 damage coming at you as this person just releases like a burst of raw force out of the wand. Mm-hmm. And it's going to send you sliding across the floor of Trader Joe's.
Is that undodgeable?
It's dodgeable.
Okay. So I have 4 dodge.
Oh, okay, great.
So no.
Never mind. It's going to destroy a display of paper mache dolls.
All right, so I think this looks like Spar throws himself down to the side, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. trying to keep as much of his lower body on the big person mm-hmm. as he can.
Okay. I guess at this point, we're going to do an initiative.
Excellent.
Mine is 3.
Okay.
Mine is 4.
Okay. All 3 of the bad guys are 3, so we're just going to flip 1 card each, me and Essay, to see which side goes first here.
Okay. Mine's a 10.
Okay, and mine's a 4, so you go first.
All right.
So it is Vellum's turn. You see this craziness go down up front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Can Vellum see the other individual, the halfling individual?
Yes. they probably look back at the scene unfolding and just, like, hasten their putting of food into bags. They have, like, 4 burlap sacks that they're just filling up with various... This looked like indiscriminately picking food.
Okay. I think... Shit, what is Vellum going to do? Probably something stupid.
That's my boy.
Okay. Okay, here's another question. Does Vellum see the pixie?
Yeah.
Okay.
They made themselves pretty numb when they did the spell, so...
That's true. Okay. I think Vellum is going to try to rush over into the fray.
Okay.
You know, thinking that 2 versus 2 is better than Spar trying to fight both of them by himself. Mm-hmm. And the halfling just seems to be getting food. So, not too worried about him just yet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess Vellum is going to try to run over there.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything for that.
The radio isn't working yet, which is why we're here. Mm-hmm. But he's got his cane.
Actually, I'm going to give you a fun thing. As you're running over there, because mm-hmm. you kind of exposed yourself because you're going quickly now, the halfling does notice you and their arm does a Mr. Fantastic, like, stretch across the Trader Joe's, and they try to trip you. So go ahead and roll or flip agility athletics, which I know is really good for you, to try to jump over this hand.
Really good, yeah. It's great. Okay. That's none.
Oh, no.
Because it was only two cards, Jordan.
Okay, here's the choice I will give you. Because you did say you were going to use your cane. Do you want to, like, try to throw your cane at someone as you're falling?
I was thinking Vellum trying to, like, while the pixie is distracted, like, knock them off and off balance with the cane. But I may not be able to get there if this Mr. Fantastic boy is tripping me.
Here's a question. What if you still go down, but you try to yank the arm out of the way and, like, pull the halfling off balance?
Ooh, I like that. So Vellum's going to fall, but he's going to grab onto the guy's hand and, like, try to pull and get him off balance, too.
Yeah, do a brawn melee or brawn athletics.
Brawn is 2. Athletics is still 0. 1 for healthy. None successes.
Great.
I can drive. Mm-hmm.
We all saw it last episode.
This is true. I don't know how many more scrapes we're going to get into today, so I think I'm going to try one more drive.
Okay.
That's a king, so that's a success.
Nice. Alrighty. So I'm going to give you a chance to make this into something, like, even cooler. Can you flip presence panache for me?
Ooh. Presence is 3. Panache, I don't have any.
Okay, so 4.
So, 4. Well, no. We tried, but they're just numbers.
Okay. I was going to give you the opportunity to not fall, but oh well.
Nope, we're falling.
You trip and hit the ground, but as you do it, you, like, yank Kyle Bruce Jason into the shelf kind of opposite him, and he takes 1 damage, so good job.
Haha. Did something.
Mm-hmm. Poor Josepha.
Poor Josepha.
Are Josepha and Thorn in the initiative?
Yes.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
I want to use the flat side of my blade to knock the pixie down.
Okay. A brawn melee.
Okay. Which is still 3 for brawn, 2 for melee, 1 for healthy, 6. Woof. Okay. 2 regular successes and 1 crit. So that's 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 successes.
Okay. Poor pixie. So yeah, you baseball bat this pixie with your side of your it's a real t-ball situation. And
excellent.
And he just
Josepha has flashbacks to tiny little Spar holding a bat.
Yeah, he goes soaring across the Trader Joe's behind the counter. Josepha has to, like, dodge to the side a little bit as this pixie smacks the wall and is knocked cold.
Does Mayor Thorn say anything? Because someone has to quip in the situation.
Thorn goes, a home run. Nice batting, kid.
Uh-huh. Sparklines is over his shoulder like, what the fuck?
Wow. All right, it is the various NPCs' turns, a.k.a. Jordan takes fucking 4 turns in a row.
Do it. Do it.
Dude on ground.
Big guy, because Halfling is also on the ground, right?
You're right. Big guy. Their eyes go black.
Oh, good.
Love that.
And darkness begins emanating from their body like a cloud of darkness. Within seconds, Spar cannot see his own hand in front of his face.
Love that for him.
Mm-hmm. And that's his turn.
Okay.
Halfling over here. Without moving, he's going to stretch his head over to you and try to headbutt Vellum.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good idea. Great. Love it.
However, he gets no successes in the process.
Excellent.
The momentum is, like, kind of lost in the stretching process. So when it actually goes for the bonk, it's very gentle. It doesn't hurt at all.
Aw.
Jordan, I have a question. Mm-hmm. So Bruce and Jason are both potentially bat people, right? And
right, that's why I said Jason.
Yeah, is there a Kyle who is a bat? Like, Selena Kyle, I guess, is a cat person, mm-hmm. who could He's adjacent to Bat, but I don't know. Is there a
Kyle? Can we retcon it to Bruce, Jason, and Dick?
Yes. This is, you know what? Your audio engineer says yes.
Okay. Yes. Perfect.
Unless they're triplets, and they, one of them is a sister, and her name is Kyle.
No, unfortunately not.
We could do triplets that are the different Robins through the years.
Just no Bruce at all?
No Bruce at all. Bruce doesn't seem like a triplet. Grayson, was that one of the other ones?
Dick Grayson, Jason Todd. And I'm blanking on other Robins, but it's okay. It's okay. There's other ones out there.
Open up Wikipedia.
I've lost my train of thought entirely.
People should tweet at us with the names of various Robins.
Yeah.
Be approximately 3 months after we've recorded, but you should tweet at us anyway.
Yes. You know, by then the Robert Pattinson Batman movie will come out, and maybe that one will have a different Robin in it that they can tweet at us about.
Tim Drake.
Future is own. Oh, Tim Drake is the other one. Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, Stephanie Brown, and Damian Wayne.
Oh, Damian.
Stephanie's the one I was blinking on. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, now that we've established the Robins.
The gentlest headbutt, yes.
So now Josepha is going to go. You know, she's going to go try to take one of the bags from three names over here. And then...
From Robin.
There you go. And then she's going to hit Robin with one of the bags.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all right.
So actually what happens is she runs over and she grabs the bag and she says, "See, people of Clovenheart needs this food. If you need it for yourself, you could have just asked." And Robin says, "Fuck you." And she smacks him with the bag.
Good.
Yeah, Spar shouts across the store, "Hey!"
And he does 2 damage to him with his bag.
Fuck Josepha.
All right.
Mayor Thorne can't see anything as a result of the darkness cloud. He's going to try to throw something to Spar to help him out. We'll see how that goes.
Good idea.
Is it? Is it a good idea, Eli?
No, it's not.
2 successes.
Hot damn.
And he says, "We're going to follow that bat with an impressive pitch." And he hurls something at you, and Spar's able to catch it amazingly without being able to see it coming.
Now that's a baseball. That's a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure reference for you.
Mm, thank you.
You're welcome.
What does Mayor Thorne throw?
So, you can't see it.
Right.
What do you want to flip to try to identify this object in your hand?
Wit.
Survival.
Can I flip wit investigation?
That's what I was going to say. That's my instinct. Go for it.
All right, baby. That's 9 cards.
I'm actually going to give you a -2 flips because you cannot see the object.
Okay. 5, 6, 7. That is 2 successes, a jack and a king.
Okay. It is a bottle of something that you can spray. Like, it's got a little spritz on top.
All right.
He says, "It's magic. It'll help you."
What does it do? Who knows? You'll find out next turn.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right, it's back to Vellum. Robin's looking pretty beat up, but still kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Still being mean to Josepha, which is not acceptable.
Mm-mm. No, it really isn't. So the radio still doesn't work. Really wish it did.
We all do.
Could Vellum flip some arcana to try to see if he knows of a way to get rid of the black smoky fog, darkness, whatever it is?
Flip intelligence arcana.
Okay. Now it's my turn to do 9 cards.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
You probably won't even take a penalty about it.
Mm-mm. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Okay, there's a 3 of hearts, but that's literally the only success.
What's your crit?
2.
So that's 3 successes.
That's 3 successes. Nothing to sneeze at. So this is pretty straightforward. If you know, this particular spell, I mean, it's not really a spell. It's like a, well, it's not a spell, but it's a biomancy thing. The darkness is literally coming out of their body, and it's like a sustained stream.
Like ink from a squid?
Yes. So if you can block that stream somehow, no more darkness.
Okay. Good to know. Ela saw that his eyes went dark.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be coming from his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
That's an easy enough thing. Like, that's, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Velum is going to yell to Spar, blind him. It'll stop the darkness.
Roger that.
And then he's going to, Bruce Wayne, Robin, Jason, Todd, what's his name? Does he still have his head over nearby? Cause head.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this might not work, but can Velum try to bonk his head with his cane?
Absolutely. That's going to be a brawn melee.
All right. And one for healthy. That's two successes.
Nice. Yeah, you are able to bonk him with your cane and knock him cold. His kind of upsettingly, I would say, rather than bouncing back, his body does just go limp when he goes unconscious. So he is still all splayed about as he's out cold.
This is unpleasant.
I'm going to have to pile him in a corner like spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ela hates any kind of body horror, and Jordan is just drawn to it for some reason. It's a real unfortunate combination. I will say, for one of my games that I run, I was doing the thing that was a little on the body horror side, and I stopped myself for Ela, so...
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So yeah, it is now Spar's turn.
Spar is going to try spritzing the thing that Thorn threw him.
Okay, at who?
In the darkness.
In the darkness.
Spritzing at the darkness.
Yeah, in the general direction of the guy.
Okay.
But not, like, in his face, because he's still not sure what it does.
Okay, you do that. You're still not sure what it does.
Okay. Then I'm gonna... My thighs are probably still around him, because I, like, flung myself sideways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna try to find his face and put my hand over his eyes.
Okay. This is going to be a wit biology roll to locate his eyes in the dark.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll take it. Wit is four, biology's none, so that's five. Okay, so that's three of hearts, so that's a crit, plus a queen of spades. So one, two, three, four successes.
Nice. You locate and cover his eyes, which makes the darkness fade after a couple of seconds. And you are able to now see the bottle of things that you sprayed. It is a perfume called Fragile Masculinity.
Amazing. How is that going to help? It's magic?
It's magic. Let me read what that does, because it is now...
Does it make the person it's sprayed on weaker physically?
In some ways. In some ways. I'll read you what Fragile Masculinity does, because it's so good. I'm so proud of this one. First of all, your health is divided by three. So that part, great for you guys. However, plus two successes on melee, panache, and athletics rolls.
Mm.
So he's now going to hit Spar probably quite hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, get in there.
He's just going to go for a clean punch in the face, now feeling very emboldened by this good perfume. By the way, local scent expert essay, what does fragile masculinity smell like?
Okay. Let me think this through while you do flips. It's got to be bay rum. It's like a classic old-timey cologne smell. Mm-hmm. And violets and glass. And then something fucking sharp and weird like oud. So it smells weird. It smells weird.
Okay.
So like kind of bright and herbally, like a really kind of unpleasant, high-pitched bright and herbaliness, and then grounded by leather and like kind of a stinky wood.
Okay.
It's not nice. I would not wear it.
Well, you get punched in the face for four damage.
Woof. Can I dodge one damage worth of it?
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
Okay.
So you take three damage as you now go sprawling across the floor of Trader Joe's.
All right, I am injured.
This dude stands to his feet.
Yep, that's not good for Spar. He was officially injured and probably either split his lip or, like, is bleeding from his nose.
And he just, like, feels like he just won and is now, like, walking confidently over to the bags. Okay, Josepha is going to open her mouth wide, exposing her vampire fangs.
Oh.
And try to bite this guy.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Wait, was that Queen of Hearts? It sure was. Okay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Should we recruit Josepha? Because...
Yeah, she's doing pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So, this guy goes to, like, reach for the bag she's carrying, just, like, confidently take it from her, and she grabs his wrist and bites his finger.
She bites his finger, not his wrist?
She bites his wrist. That makes more sense.
Okay.
I was gonna say, is she, like, biting his finger off, or...
No.
Okay.
Something that Spar would know. Josepha is, like, a vampire, in a sense... In a lot of the ways that you're normally a vampire, but she does not sustain herself on blood. Instead,
she sustains herself on the tears of fragile masculinity. That's why she has the perfume.
You got it. No, she sustains herself on, like, energy. Like, she's going to put this guy to sleep, essentially, by drinking his awakeness.
Perfect. His life essence.
Mm-hmm. And this guy, thanks to the one damage that Spar did earlier, passes out.
Start snoring.
Mm-hmm. The Trader Joe's robbery has been thwarted. You solved my robbery puzzle.
Yay. We did it.
Yes, we did it.
Welcome to the Mitro. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. As always, I'm Jordan Quiverns, your host and Velen Spar's wingman. My pronouns are they and them. You can find me on social media at Jordan Quiverns, mostly just Twitter. Well, we play Space Kings. It's a TTRPG made by real people, real boys and girls. made by Kevin Cole and Super Tri Studios. You can find more about Space Kings at spacekings.space. And the reason I said the word real is because Kevin Cole's Twitter handle is at realkevincole.
That's all coming together.
It's all coming together. I think I said all the things I'm supposed to say.
This is Ela Alexi. You can find me online at Ela Alexi. All of the music in the podcast is by Louis Zong. The intro is Dogtective. The midtro is At Last a Piano, and the outro is Ghost Plus Guest. You can find Louis' work on louiszong.com or on Twitter at EverydayLouis. My pronouns are they, them. I play Agent Vellum. His pronouns are he or they.
Hi, my name is Esse. I use she, her pronouns. I play Agent Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns. You can find me online at Esse Hex, also on Twitter. You can find the show online at Three Hearts Cast. That is THREEHEARTSCAST. You can find us on Twitter at that handle. More importantly, you can also find us on Patreon, where you can get things like bonus episodes that we've recorded and other cool behind-the-scenes things, and also our eternal love, because actually it costs money to like host and edit a podcast, and we would love if you wanted to help us with that. But if you can't or you don't want to, that's cool. Just keep on keeping on. I'd also like to throw out a credit to Cat Elm. That is Cat, C-A-T, underscore Elm, E-L-M, like the animal and then the tree, for the use of their migraine mechanics, which were written for 5e, and then Jordan and I sort of adapted to work with Space Kings. So thank you, Cat. Go check them out. Swing by their Ko-Fi, coffee. Swing, give them money if you're feeling it, because they make lots of really cool, cute micro games and supplements. And other cool stuff.
Oh, one more thing for the Patreon. Maybe one day we'll review a podcast where me and Ela discuss being trans and also playing video games. And Essay's also there, and we just turn to her every few minutes and go, so what do you think about being trans and playing video games?
And I, as a cis person who does not play video games, will go, uh-huh. Because I know my lane, and I try to stay in it.
Perfect.
Well, this will be available with the other podcast we've mentioned that we are going to do for like a little special episode, mm-hmm. like my anime corner, mm-hmm. and
SA talks about perfumes. We had a couple
other ideas. Yes, yes.
Yeah, join us for a podcast on Patreon where we talk about podcasts we might do one day and then won't ever do.
Well, hey now, don't say never. Never say never.
Okay, all right.
Maybe somebody wants to hear it.
Never.
All right, enjoy the rest of the episode.
Josepha says, "Oh, thank you guys so much for your assistance. That was a little alarming. They didn't even like ask for anything. They just came in and started threatening and taking. It was very unpleasant."
So, Jarden, important question for the next few minutes: when Sleepy Guy punched Spar in the face, what did he break? Is this a nose? Is this a lip? Is it an eyebrow? Like, what? Where is Spar bleeding from?
This is important for the fan art, Jarden.
I'm gonna say nose and lip.
Woof. All right, so Spar is just going to, like, raise a thumbs up in Josepha's general direction.
And she helps Vellum off the ground. And Mara Thorne says, "That was an impressive display of heroism. You gave him the old 1-2. He gave you a 1-2 back, but you held firm like a champion. You, both of you. Wow."
Yep.
"I'm beginning to learn a few things. In the past few days."
"Such as what, young man?"
"Such as how best to help my partner in a fight."
"Hey, Jarden, what happens when there's a ruckus in Clovenheart?"
"What do you mean by that?"
"Well, I think we need to restrain these people."
"Oh, yeah, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, but there's not like a jail, right?"
Right.
"So..."
"Unless there is a jail in the sense of like... maybe you are a werewolf and we need to put you behind bars for
yes,
a night."
"Yes, right. That's a good thought. So it's like a drunk tank, but it's like a werewolf tank."
"Yeah. Yeah, I'm picturing the library from Buffy."
"This is the bad boy tank. You stay here until you're no longer angry and punchy, and then you can go back."
"Right.
I do want it to also be in an incongruous location, like a library."
"Okay. What's a funny place for it to be?" "It's at..."
"In the middle of the stone crop circle."
"No. It's at a local bar. The only bar in Clovenheart. The people that are in it are just, like, on display for the staff of the bar. It was not built very considerately, I wouldn't say."
"Okay."
"Because the bar is the most common place for ruckus was the justification behind it."
"Okay. Yeah, sure, okay, sure. So it's, like, sure. Right there. You just kind of nudge him in. You're like, time out for you, buddy." So Spar is going to sit up, sort of, like, cradling his bloody face. Mm-hmm. And say, "Josepha, could you... call for these guys to be locked up, please."
Mayor Thorne's like halfway out the door, and he's like, "I'm already on it, lad." And he heads out.
Fucking hate that guy.
Joseph's like, "See, Mayor?"
Mayor's fine.
"Oh, okay. Because, yeah, you were always so close with him when you were young."
"Sure was."
"So thank you again so much." She hands you, like, a tissue.
Thanks. He's going to use it to try to stop the bleeding.
"Do you have the med kit on you?"
"Not on me, no."
Josepha for sure has, like, basic first aid stuff, though.
"Okay. Yeah. Vellum will ask Josepha for it."
"Yeah. Go ahead and flip a intelligence biology to try to patch up your bud here."
"Okay. So I get 4 intelligence, 4 biology, 1 for healthy. Mm-hmm. So that'd be 9. There's a queen of hearts. And a queen of diamonds. And a king of hearts. So that will be 5 successes."
Okay.
"Because it was 3 face cards, one of which was a crit."
So yeah, you were able to patch up Spar right as rain, aside from the pain. So go ahead and describe that process to me.
Is there a chair or something he can sit on?
For sure.
He makes Spar sit down and, like, fusses over him, like, making sure that he stays still so that he can look at his nose to see if it's broken.
Which it is.
You know, clean up the blood, put some Band-Aids on it, and, you know, whatever else that he can to help. I don't know how you fix a broken nose, me personally, but, and I don't know if that means that Vellum wouldn't have the means to do it on hand, but he'll do the best he can.
How to fix a broken nose. Okay. Yeah, you make a little nose splint for Spar.
Okay.
And get it all stuffed up with gauze.
Excellent.
Okay.
If the break displaced the bones and cartilage, you may have to manually realign them.
Oh yeah, that for sure happened.
I wondered about that. Yeah. Vellum will do that. Ela won't get into the gritty of describing it.
When this happens, Spar is, like, leaned back in the chair, like, with his face tipped up, has clearly done this before, and is like, just do it. It's fine. I'll be fine. And, like, to his credit, like, doesn't shout, but does kind of grunt when you realign the bones of his fucking nose. This is not his first rodeo, but it is not pleasant. He looks down at, like, all of his blood-spattered clothing and is like, God damn it, they gotta pay me more for this.
I mean, they certainly should give us a budget for suits, don't you think?
You would think. He's gonna touch his lip where it's split and, like, look at the blood on his fingertips. And then, like, lick his lip a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Joseph was gonna say, so I've never been robbed before. That was an interesting experience. Oh, thank you for your timing.
I don't think I've ever stopped one before, so new experiences all around. Maybe not for Spar, but...
Spar shakes his head like, no, not for Spar. Josepha, I didn't know that you could rob your place. I thought that, right? Has it changed while I've been away?
Well, I just give away food, don't get me wrong, but they wanted to take all of the food, and we need some of that for the rest of us, so I asked them what they wanted and why they needed it, and they responded by waving a big stick at me.
And are they familiar at all? Have you seen them before?
I don't think so, no.
Huh.
But, I mean, which is weird, because I do know just about everybody, but that was strange. Very strange.
I would like to rifle through the pockets of the ones that are passed out, which I think is everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all knocked.
Yeah, I want to rifle through their pockets.
Okay. Alrighty. Can you flip me a wit investigation? I know you're really bad at those.
I refuse to. I will not. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Alrighty. For 4 successes. So, some of them have some jewelry that doesn't really mean anything to you. You're able to take the mask off of the halfling and successfully identify them as Bruce,
mm-hmm,
of the triplets. And they've got, like, red hair and a little tiny bit of facial hair. Inside of Bruce's pocket, you see a little strip of paper that says Sullen Spade on it.
It says what?
Sullen Spade. S-U-L-L-E-N Spade.
Okay.
And then some arrow directions, like up, down, left, right, in an order that means nothing to you.
Up, up, down, down.
Left, right, B-A, start.
Yeah.
Okay. I think while Spar is doing this, Vellum is talking to Josepha about the components that he needs to fix the radio and seeing, mm-hmm, what she has that he can barter for.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I mean, for this, she doesn't ask for anything. I mean, she gives you the components that you need.
Okay, cool.
She also says, Spar, you can keep that perfume if you would like. It possibly come in handy.
Sure. He'll tuck it in his pocket.
I should say only 3 of these spritzes are magical, so that's 2 more spritzes. But, and then you have a nice perfume after that, so...
You can't smell anything right now.
So I also got something else fun from the city that could be helpful for you. And she gives Vellum a stick of gum.
Oh,
Is it apple flavored?
It's not, unfortunately. This is Durayum. It's a durian-flavored gum.
Ugh!
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say it, and still.
It's bad.
Uh-huh.
However, if you blow a bubble with this gum, it makes a barrier around you.
Okay, that could be very helpful, yes.
And mechanically, it completely negates one instance of damage.
Okay.
It has 6 sticks of gum.
Excellent.
Josepha says, so, agents, how long are you planning on sticking around Clovenheart?
Vellum looks to Spar.
Spar looks at Vellum. Couple of days, probably. Why?
I have a bit of a favor to ask you.
Of course.
I mean, you've already done so much, but, and, you know, I feel weird asking you since I like all your family like an eternal debt.
It's fine. Really, Josepha, it's... What do you need?
Okay, follow me. And she only lets the lead you into the back as Mayor Governor returns with a handful of men and women and a large wagon with which to escort these people away.
Just to double check, I wanted to have checked everybody's pockets.
Yeah, that was the only thing of note. Cool. You go into the back room, and she takes you over to the kitty. And she says, so...
Whatever it is, yes.
Okay, great, that's excellent. I was talking to the mayor about this. This is distressing and maybe something to keep on the down low. I found this and others in the woods on the walk today. And they were wounded, like attacked by something that seemed very unusual. Trussums are not normally prey. And it looks like they were bit on the sides. Almost seems like vampirism, which is not like my vampirism, but like traditional vampirism, which is a little alarming. And I would say, given your guys' career, you would both know that like vampires are like one of the types of altered that kind of give altered not so great a name because, yeah, they require to feed on living creatures to survive.
Right.
Often that goes poorly. And she says, you know, we're very sensitive about our ecosystem here, so if people know that there's something in the woods hunting, that would be a great upset. But that is not your problem. That's ours. But this kit, I do not have time. I'm always going back and forth between Cindershore and here to raise a kitten. I was wondering if one of you would be interested in taking this little fella under your wings.
Yes.
Spar looks at Vel. Doesn't say anything, just like... has a face that clearly communicates I am not ready to be a father. He looks a little alarmed, a little frightened, but he's not going to object.
I'm not sure how long we'll be in town, but my apartment's always been a little too big for me. It would be nice to have a companion.
You could move into a smaller apartment.
I was trying to be...
Josepha gives Spar a disapproving look.
I didn't mean literally.
Spar's going to take some cleaning supplies and go mop up his blood off the floor.
You know, and he's like continuing to like blabber on to Josepha. Like, you know, when something's missing in your life and you don't know what it is.
Montage of Vel like looking up at Josepha with like big puppy eyes while Spar is like putting things back on the shelves, stacking the broken wood up.
Josepha's like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, you know, it's no fun to be lonely, and yeah, a kitten like this would be a real joy. I actually recently became a little lonelier myself, but I cope by going to the city a lot and drinking alcohol. A kitten seems like maybe a better coping mechanism.
Spar privately disagrees.
Thank you. I will certainly do my best.
Is they resting now? You might want to come back a little later to take it, but yes, they are yours. I have some cat food to get you started. And you can take the bedding, because it's probably already attached to the bedding. Do you have a name in mind? I can get you a collar made.
That would be wonderful. And Jordan, I know you've been using masculine pronouns for this kitten.
Doesn't have to be.
But I was talking to Essay and, like, trying to figure out a name, and I'd shared some of those names with you as well. And I don't think I told you what I realized one night, but I did tell SA. I was re-listening to episode one, and I realized that this kitty could only have one name, and it's Destiny.
Oh my god!
SA, can you edit in like an echoey flashback of like the conversation between Val and Gray?
Well, I hope that you two get along and maybe find some destiny together.
Okay, incredible. So that's the Trader Joe's adventure. And I'll say that Val is able to put the radio back together while Spar is finishing cleaning things up.
Okay, cool. So we can take that with, maybe that'll be helpful as we investigate further. Excellent.
So, Essay, I know you had a specific thing you wanted to do with this radio. Do you want to try to do that right away, or are we waiting on that?
Yep. Basically, as soon as it works, Spar is going to ask Velum, like, hey, could you use that thing to locate a person?
We can certainly give it a shot. I've not used it before, so...
Maybe we should do it outside, then.
That's probably wise, yes.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Josepha, did you want to come? You might, if we break it again, we might need you.
Yeah. Josepha says, I'll be watching from in here.
Yeah, that's smart.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
So Spar will carry it outside, set it down gingerly, not in like a clear patch of ground.
So since, you know, it's been a while since Velum first got it, the TM radio allows you to recreate the effects of magic. It's solar powered. It's got a little Etch-a-Sketch-like component for drawing glyphs. It's got a microphone for saying incantations. And it's got two little bands for attuning to the magic in the air. Two little antennae, I should say.
Yes.
What is Velum trying to accomplish? You're trying to find a person. So you're and so I assume you're trying specifically to find Kurt.
Yes.
All right. So Velum will start, I guess. We've established that Velum has studied some magic, even though magic doesn't exist in the same way. So maybe he starts by drawing out some glyphs that he knows.
Go ahead and flip Intelligence Arcana to try to cast the spell.
And Eclectic only works on things the first time you use it, is that right?
Correct.
Boo. Nine cards. Queen of Diamonds. Ace of Diamonds. So two successes.
Okay. Yeah, you're attempting to locate Kurt Whittlesby. Okay, so the way this happens is the TM radio begins to vibrate powerfully, and like a jolt of like green electricity forms between the two antennae, and at the center of them, of the electric like stream, a spark like jumps off into Velum's eyes.
Oh. That's exciting.
Your eyes begin glowing that green color. And you feel the rush of magic going through you that you have not felt in a long time. And suddenly you see, like, an aerial view of Clovenheart. You see... It starts zooming, like, further out, actually. Like, outside of Clovenheart. And zooming in on... Like, quickly zooming in, like a bird diving on a location. This farmhouse, maybe half a mile away from Clovenheart. And before you get inside the farmhouse, the vision stops.
Okay. As the vision stops, does the spark that, like, went in Velum's eye kind of disappear?
It's gone. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I've got an idea of where we should start looking.
As far as, like, looking back and forth from the radio to you, to the radio to you, and is like, all right, boss, point me in the right direction.
I did not see Kurt, but I saw a farm.
Would Spar know what that would be?
You know that there is a farm a little less than a mile outside of Clovenheart that... People will often, it's like, no one actually lives there, but it's maintained by the people in town because it's used as sort of a way station for people who are traveling in and out of town. So, you probably know that's probably the one that's being talked about.
Okay, thanks.
My next question would be, so you have a concert that you want to attend tonight. Between checking out the stone crops and checking out this farm, we get to do one more of those for the concert. Which one are we doing?
I say we should check out this farm, because if he is there, there's no guarantee that he'll be there later. And we just have to use the radio again.
Yeah, the crops aren't going anywhere, but Kurt is a person.
So he True. Potentially might be going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the crops are already dead.
Yeah.
Hopefully Kurt is not, and we can prevent him from getting any closer to dead. Crops are kind of a lost cause, but yeah.
Yeah. We agree, so we do it.
Okay.
Before they leave, Spar is going to tell Josepha where they are headed next and let her know that if we're not back in town by the concert, send somebody out to look for us. Just given how things have been going Fair. Lately, I don't want my aunts to worry more than they already are.
To that point, I think Vellum will jot down a note for Jack in case, and gives it to Josepha to send if they don't return.
Okay. So it's like, well, this is all a little morbid. I hope that everything goes okay out there.
I certainly hope so as well. It's been a couple rough days, though, so...
I understand. And, so you guys set out, hopefully, in a hover car?
Yeah.
For this farm place. You don't gotta flip anything. I think Vellum has proven himself adept at these by this point. As long as you're not trying to do anything crazy, you're...
No loop-de-loops.
Here's a secret. The hover cars make Spar motion sick. He gets the hover car sick. So he, once again, just lays down in the bottom of it.
Oh, poor Spar.
Even though I knew this is what SA wanted the radio for, this was not a thing I planned for. But it's okay. We're fine. Everything's fine. The two of you arrive at this farmhouse. It's a... I say farmhouse, it's actually a barn, is what is the word for this building. It's nice, and it's painted red, it's got the big old barn doors. Mm-hmm. There might even be, I even think painted above the door in yellow paint, it says, like, welcome travelers.
Aww.
And so it's, like, clear that this is a place for people to stop. Mm-hmm. So, like, non-perishable food is kept inside and stuff. Spar, as you get out here, it is, like, quiet. It is nice and quiet. You're far enough away from Clovenheart that things aren't overwhelming. Your little magic tinnitus. However, it's almost eerily quiet. There's something unsettling about being out here, especially when the hover car stops. Do you guys just head in?
Spar wants to, like, take a look around, see if it looks like there's a bunch of footprints.
Okay.
Or men hiding in the bushes, or...
Smart.
Blood anywhere that's not coming from Spar.
All right. Do the classic wit investigation.
My pleasure.
Should I flip two to see what Vellum sees, or...?
Well, I got two successes, which I think is probably okay for just to, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there signs of a struggle? Is this danger?
Right. Okay.
There's the cornfields in Clovenheart. Past the farm, or the barn, I should say, is a bunch of wheat fields that go on incredibly far. Mm-hmm. And... there are footprints leading from the barn into the wheat fields. Hard to say how old they are exactly.
Is this the same wheat field with the stone crops?
No. So that's the corn that turned stone, which is inside of Clovenheart. Yeah, the wheat is outside of Clovenheart.
Okay.
Is there any signs of anybody being in the barn?
No. Okay. You know what? I'll also say this that's kind of might be of interest for... I want to give you something for these two successes. Terathayu, the water giant who lives in town, is standing out in the wheat fields, which is not uncommon. Z's just kind of like a very chill individual who spends a lot of their day just vibing.
Kind of end vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And Z is staring at the two of you, like, kind of curiously from a distance.
Spar waves.
Z waves back. So it seems like the barn is empty.
So Spar's going to look at Vel and say, any reason we shouldn't follow the footprints?
None that I know of. The thing I saw was this farmhouse. I didn't see...
Wait, did you guys peek in the barn? Or no?
Yeah, that's what I was just asking.
Oh, like... I'm sorry. I thought you meant, like, from the outside of the barn. Okay. Alrighty, no. So there is stuff inside the barn. I'm sorry. So, like I said before, there's, like, kind of like a locker of... non-perishable foods. There's multiple bedrolls set up. There's a tasteful painting. It's like a landscape. There's a waterfall. It's very, very pretty. And one of the bedrolls in particular looks disturbed, like someone has slept here not too long ago. You would know, at least when you lived in town, Spar, that someone would come out here about once a week, maybe, and tidy up around here. Mm-hmm. So someone has been here since then, you know, in that week time period. And the disturbed bedroll is covered in blood.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Hey, Vel, how many uses does that magic box of yours got?
Two per day.
Do you want to use it and see if you can find out whose blood that is?
I think that's a good idea. I was thinking either that or we could try, now that we're here, looking for Kurt again and seeing if we get a more exact location.
Vellum, I think you're just smart enough that I can give you this. Mm. If this were Kurt's blood, that's the kind of thing that could throw off a find person spell.
Okay. Okay. Vellum will say to Spar, given the amount of blood here, it's possible that if this is Kurt's blood, that this is what the radio found when it was looking for him. Mm. Though, in that case, I'm wondering why it didn't try to show us more than one place.
Well, hopefully he still has more blood left in his body. Spar's going to touch the blood. Is it wet still or has it dried?
It's dried.
Can we tell if it's like a couple days old or like 3 weeks old or...
Flip a intelligence investigation.
Okay.
We know it's a week or less. Mm-hmm. Because somebody comes out here to clean up once a week.
We're doing intelligence investigation, not intelligence biology.
Oh, biology works too.
Okay, cool. More cards.
Yeah, always feel free to question me.
Okay, so that's four. That's
four. Hey, Jordan,
four.
Uh-huh. What are you doing with your life?
Okay, this is going... Fuck.
What's going on over there, Eel?
Oh, good things and bad things. What do you want first?
Hit me with the good things.
The good things is I have Jack, Queen, King, and King, and Ace.
Dope,
I have four successes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What's the rest of the news?
Two Jokers!
I vote that we anti one of these because I think that's real bad.
What happens when there's two Jokers, Jordan?
It's more likely to be bad, I'll say that. And it's just things get more ramped up. Three is someone has to die, but two is just still my discretion.
I mean, three, it's I think only a house rule that somebody has to die. It could be that somebody has to kiss or somebody has to get married.
You're right.
Yes, good.
But yeah, I'm down. Let's ante one. Okay. So it is a one Joker.
Four successes, one Joker.
Okay. So for four successes, I mean, the answer is about a week.
Okay.
Which, you know, goes along the timeline of how long Kurt's been missing for. As you are sort of investigating this, your, like, feet slip. The earth is not as sturdy here as it should be. I should say it's just a dirt floor of this barn. And your foot clangs loudly against a metal object.
Okay.
You see something shiny and red buried beneath the dirt.
Let's see what this is.
Okay. So the shiny red object you see is a sizable hunting knife covered in blood.
Oh, well, all right.
You also see that it looks like there's been more digging, like even deeper than this, done here recently.
Vellum will call Spar over. I don't know if he's already leaning over Vellum's shoulder or what, if he was looking elsewhere in the barn. But he'll point out what he's seeing with the blood being like a week old and the knife and say, it looks like the earth here has been disturbed even more. We can certainly keep digging and seeing what we find, but...
Yeah. Is there something in the barn we could use to dig with?
Yeah, just outside the barn. There's a shovel leaning against it.
Okay.
All right. Then, yeah, I want to start digging.
Spar, give me a brawn survival to dig.
Okay, so three for brawn and zero for survival, one for Am I back to healthy after being ministered to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Against all odds, Spar is healthy.
Did really good on that medicine check.
You did.
So far, I've pulled one Joker.
Great. Love to see it.
And we've already neutralized a Joker for this session, so.
Yep.
That one's going to stand. Okay. And here we go. Ooh, crit. So one crit, which is three successes, and one Joker.
Excellent. You could push if you wanted to.
Three successes is a lot.
But you could push and get a second Joker. Think about that.
Well, when you put it that way.
Right, right, right.
So you're able to dig, and you eventually find that a lot of digging has been done down here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing you discover is a box of matches purchased from Trader Joe's because it has Trader Joe's logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would someone bury matches?
You also find a tunnel.
Oh.
And as you dig a little bit further, you think that this tunnel could belong to a mulcher, which Spar would know is like a giant feral predator mole that lives in this area.
Great.
So maybe you don't want to go poking around the tunnel, or maybe you do. I don't know. But there's a tunnel. However, as you're uncovering the tunnel, your shovel clangs against something else metal.
All right. Yeah, I want to dig it out, uncover it.
You might especially be curious because you hear a beeping sound after you hit the metal object. And as you uncover it, you find an enormous, well, not enormous, but like 3 feet long cylindrical bomb with a timer that is ticking downwards.
All right. Do we want to do a podcast?
Yes.
Let's do a podcast.
Do I want to stop screen sharing?
That's up to you, baby.
Okay. We'll try that.
Okay. Let's do a podcast.
Time.is?
Time.is, comma.
Let's do a podcast. Let's not do a podcast.
All right. How is at 30 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour?
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. I've never loved anything better. Or more.
I was very confused for a moment because it's three here, and I was like, that's too many threes.
Fair. Understandable. Reasonable.
Because I was like, we're not going to make 3 hours, 30 minutes. That happened just now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.